This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado House Republicans have introduced a resolution to impeach Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. They say she's violated the trust of her office as the state's top election official by vocally supporting the state Supreme Court's ruling last year, disqualifying former President Trump from the ballot. Republicans don't have the votes needed to actually impeach the Secretary of State. Griswold has called the impeachment effort a baseless attempt at intimidation. Having your brain waves monitored by an electronic device and then sold by data brokers may sound like the stuff of dystopian sci-fi, but CPR's Andrew Kenny reports state lawmakers worry it's pretty close to our reality today.
An emerging class of technology promises to translate neural activity directly into words and action through devices like Elon Musk's Neuralink, as well as products for people with disabilities. State Representative Kathy Kipp wants to guarantee that neural output, as well as other physiological and genetic information, gets the same privacy guarantees as our other personal data.
We do not want to stifle that technology. We just want to put a little bit of guardrails around it so that people know when they're giving their brainwaves away.
A bipartisan bill to do that has passed the legislature with nearly unanimous support. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Tomorrow is opening day for the Colorado Rockies. They take on the Tampa Bay Rays with pregame celebrations at McGregor Square and on-field ceremonies. First pitch is set for just after 2:10 p.m. Expect sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s for first pitch. This is CPR News at 6:06.